News Talk 790 KFYO 737 with Tom and Laura. Good morning. Got a little bit of rain overnight. And by the way, if you have anything standing or holding standing water around your property, you might want to make sure that you dump that over. Get rid of it. Because believe it or not, there's an incurable mosquito-borne virus that has hit the U.S. in about six states. We'll get to that after 8 o'clock. On the phone with us right now, District 19 Congressman Randy Neugebauer. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning.
Got a little bit of a drink here last night. It was kind of nice. I guess it all kind of started after midnight, about 1 a.m.
Are you home or are you in D.C.?
No, I'm in D.C. this morning.
Are you?
Back to work.
All right, I guess on top of the plate for you guys in Washington, D.C., a lot of buzz on border security and all the kids streaming across the border. What's happening? What's the conjecture, in the House about all this stuff?
Well, Tom, I think everybody's very frustrated with the administration. They don't think that they're doing a good job with border security. I wrote a letter to the president on saying to the president he needs to beef up his border security. I mean, if we can't keep children out of our country from coming in here illegally, how are we going to keep the people that really want to do something harmful and bad to our country? And so I think it's important that the president take steps to do that. Now, what's happened is because the administration's not taking those steps, a number of the states along the borders, and Texas being one of those, are taking efforts to beef up the things at the state level just because they don't feel like that the federal government's doing its job.
Now, can push come to shove, and can the state actually override the... Because realistically, the Border Patrol people, the federal employees, are just pretty much babysitters once they get here. Can the... Can Texas authorities actually keep them from entering the state?
Well, I think that I don't know whether they can man the border, but they can certainly be just across the border and be apprehending those people, as they come across. But obviously, their presence along the border would be a deterrent. And so if you the word gets out that, hey, everybody that just went across the border all got arrested, then, that may be somewhat of a deterrent. You know, enforcement is certainly, of the laws, is the biggest deterrent. And that's one of the problems that I think we have with this administration is they have sent a signal that they're not deporting people, they're putting them up in camps and feeding them and moving them around the country. And so that's not much of a deterrent, Tom, if I'm thinking about coming to the U.S. illegally.
Yeah, it's more of an invitation. At current count, do we have an estimation of physical numbers of how many people have come in the last, let's say, 30, 60 days?
Tom, somebody may have some numbers like that, but I saw some projections where in the past maybe 10 to 15,000 children have come across our border. There's some people projecting this year alone it'll be 60 or 70,000 because there's this huge influx. And one of the things, when people say, well, why the huge influx? Well, I think one of the things is that the word has gotten out down in South America that we're going to give amnesty to children. And so everybody's trying to get their children into the U.S. so that they think with the opportunity of becoming a citizen. And again, I don't want to be redundant here, but you can't have immigration laws if you're not going to enforce it. And a lot of people are talking about we need to do immigration reform right now, but many of us said, the first thing we got to do is start enforcing the laws that we have today and secure the border. Then we can take up, how to reform legal immigration in this country. But if you're not going to enforce the law, then there's no reason to have a law.
That's a tough, tough situation. NPR is reporting more than 50,000 unaccompanied migrant kids. have been detained in the last 8 months. And, you know, it's real easy for us to say, yes, they should be sent back. They should be sent back. But when you sit there and you look at those precious faces face to face, that's tough.
Laura, it is tough. And but the problem is they've been separated from their families, mm-hmm. and that's in their long-term best interest. The best people to take care of those kids, you know, their family members. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, it is tough, but you send a very poor signal to everybody if you say, you know what, we're going to turn our head and we're not going to enforce the laws in this country, because basically the whole premise of our country and the Constitution is based on the foundation and the principles of law. And we have to enforce those laws.
But a lot of the kids that are coming here have family here in the U.S.
Well, they do, but the problem is they're not going to be united with that family. We just absolutely cannot allow, once you get in the country, okay, now you get a free pass, we're not an adoption agency. There's a legal process for those kids, mm-hmm. And for people to come into this country. They need to abide by the law like so many millions right. of other people have. You can't reward the people that broke the law and punish the people that obeyed the law.
Yeah, Congressman, we're going to have to take a break. Hang loose with us. Appreciate you being here. It's 7:48 with Tom and Laura, Lubbock's First News, in a conversation with Congressman Randy Nagebauer. Congressman, had a listener call in, wanted to know, why isn't the current GOP leadership pushing back more against the president? And why isn't Congress withholding more money from the executive branch?
Well, Tom, we are trying to push back. We're holding a number of oversight hearings. The IRS commissioner will be up on the Hill again today talking about missing emails. We continue with the Benghazi. We've got a special prosecutor, special panel set up for that. So we're doing a lot of oversight. We're also doing our spending bills right now, and we have been reducing in the House some of the money going to some of the programs that the president has requested more money for. But here's the example. You may know in some of your companies, they require two signatures on a check. And
right.
So for every check that goes out, so you have to have two signatures. Well, if we're going to write the president a check, we have to have two signatures. The House has to sign that check, and the Senate has to sign that check. So if we send a check that's smaller over to the Senate that we've signed, and the Senate says, we're not going to sign a check for a smaller amount of money. We'll only sign one that gives the president what he wants, and that's what Harry Reid's doing over in the Senate. And so what happens is if the House says, well, we're not going to sign that check, then we'll get to a point sometime in September or October where the administration is run out of money and nobody's signed a check. And then somebody's got to determine whether they're going to give or take there. Otherwise, we shut the government down. And so that's really what happened last time, is the House was writing a smaller check. The Senate wanted to write a bigger check, and nobody was willing to sign each other's check. So until we can get a Senate that will sign these smaller checks, it's going to be very difficult to limit, you know, the money going to the president.
Yeah, I want to get to a call here, but before we take the call, isn't all of the aren't all the money matters supposed to originate in the House?
They do, but they have to be concurred in the Senate. But the Senate can send a counteroffer. If we send them a bill and then they send their own bill back over to us, then they can say, we won't sign your check, but we'll sign this check. And again, then the House has to determine whether they're going to take that bill up or not.
Okay. Carl has a question for you, Congressman. Carl, you're on.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I was just, this Army deserter that we got back here from Afghanistan, I wondered if we couldn't get that Marine mixed up with some of these kids coming over in Mexico and see if we couldn't get him home, and I'll hang up and listen to the answer. Thanks.
Did you catch that, Congressman?
You know, I was breaking up on my end. I didn't hear the end of it.
Okay.
I didn't understand the
question.
Yeah,
what he was saying was, you know, we've got Bergdahl, the alleged deserter, that's over here that whatnot. He was wondering if we could get the Marine that is being detained in Mexico, if we could get him mixed up with some of the kids that are coming across and get him back home.
And get some kind of a trade going on?
Well, no, just I think he was being facetious about getting him mixed up with some of the kids that were coming over.
It's funny, you know, the Mexican government takes their laws very seriously, and what we're saying to the rest of the world is the U.S. doesn't take theirs seriously, but it's very discouraging that this Marine is being detained, and hopefully we're doing everything we can to get him back. But I understand what the caller is saying is that it's a crazy world out there where kids can get into our country, but a Marine can't get out of jail in Mexico.
I was just curious, and I've thought this, but what is the reasoning behind the lack of action in the administration going after this guy? Why wouldn't we go after this guy?
I don't know. I would think, I know we're probably trying to do it diplomatically, and I don't know why. I don't know if we know all of the facts. We know the facts that, the media has portrayed there. I don't know if there are other circumstances there that we're not privy to, but I would hope that anytime a U.S. citizen is being detained and we think he's being detained, illegally, that we would be doing everything we could to remedy that.
All right, having a conversation with Congressman Randy Neugebauer. We'll be back at 7:52. 7:57, Lubbock's First News. Tom and Laura on the line with us. Congressman Randy Neugebauer, welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
Did you say that you wanted to follow up with a conversation with Laura on the border crossing?
Yeah, Laura brought up the children, and it is a sad thing. I think one of the things that Laura reason it's so important that we enforce the law here is a lot of these children that are being turned over to these coyotes and these third parties, those children aren't ending up in the U.S. They're sex trafficking
right.
of persons, and so it's a very dangerous thing to encourage that behavior for those parents, even though they think they might be a better future for their children. That may not be the case. And
it depends on whose hands they end up in. That's exactly right.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and if you can't control the stream, then, it's best to stop it. Go ahead.
No, you're exactly right.
Relative to missing emails from the IRS, I mean, somebody somewhere on some server somewhere, I mean, it's got to be, they have to be some, they can't just disappear.
Well, I think you're exactly right, Tom, and I imagine that's what the IRS commissioner is going to hear today when he comes up on the Hill, is that, number one, is they hired a company to protect those emails and supposed to secure those emails, but there are forensic people that do this all the time that can, help retrieve emails and stuff, and so my guess is it's going to be an unfun day for the commissioner on the Hill today, and he's going to have to answer that question.
Well, I just don't think that, people think that they can erase something off their computer or email or, it's always going to be somewhere. It wherever it passed through, it's got to be remained somewhere.
Absolutely. And I think eventually they're going to show up. I don't think the administration wants them to show up, but I think eventually they will.
All right, Congressman, thanks for being with us. Hope you have a wonderful day, okay?
You do the same. Bye-bye.
Appreciate that. It's 7:59 now. Coming up, we've got Sandwich of the Day from the Glazed Honey Ham Company, and you might be able to sink your teeth into it.